Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar and today Masechus Vachim Daf Mem Test, the fifth parak, Ezehu Makomon. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Ravina explained the source that Shechita and Kabbalah of an Ola in Safon is Ma'akev. Do we ever find the secondary subject more chamur than the primary subject? Since Safon is Ma'akev for Chatas, whose Safon requirement was only first derived from Ola, certainly is Ma'akev for Ola itself. This assertion is questioned from Meiser Sheni, which itself may be redeemed, but lakuach because of Meiser, food purchased with Meiser money, cannot be redeemed, even if it becomes tame, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answered that here, its kedusha is not strong enough for its pidyon to take effect, meaning it's not a chumrah of the secondary Meiser, but a weakness. The Gemara adds further that although kedusha's aguf cannot take effect on a bal mum, yet tamura, whose kedusha is derived from the first animal's kedusha, can take effect on a bal mum. It answers that a Tamura's Kedusha comes from prior Kedusha, in contrast to new Kadshim, whose sanctity is attempting to take effect on Chulin. Finally, the Gemara asks that Moser Pesach, remainder of Pesach, meaning that which was sacrificed after Pesach, requires Smicha, Nesachim, and waving the Chaz of Ashok, which an original Pesach does not, but answers that a Pesach during the rest of the year is actually a Shlamim. Point number two, a Hekesh compares an Ashim to both a Chatas and an Ola, and the Gemara asks why both are necessary, since either could have taught that an Ashim must be shechted in Safon. Ravina explains that if the Torah would only compare Ashim to Chatas, we would conclude that since the Safon requirement by Chatas itself is only derived from a Hekesh to Ola, it must be that Davar HaLamed BeHekesh, something which learns its law through a Hekesh, Chozer Umulamed BeHekesh, can in turn teach that law elsewhere through a Hekesh. Comparing Ashim to Ola as well avoids this conclusion. Ravina explained further that the Torah compared Ashim to both instead of only comparing it to Ola, the primary source of Safon, in order to teach that the Hekesh to Chatas could not have taught the Safon requirement, thereby demonstrating that Dabar Lamed BeHekesh She'eino Chozer U'Melamed BeHekesh, something which learns its law through a Hekesh cannot in turn teach that law elsewhere through a Hekesh. Rava provides another source for this rule. And point number three, the Gemara proceeds to discuss which of the four types of drushas, Hekesh, Gezer Shava, Kol V'Chomer, and Binyanav, can in turn teach its law elsewhere using another of those drushas, totaling 16 combinations. The Gemara first asks if something derived from a Hekesh can be Chozer U'Melamed B'Gezer Shava. A proof is suggested from a brisa which derives that Pricha B'Vagadim, spreading of Tzaras, over an entire garment is Taor from a Gezer Shava of Karachos G'bachas to Adam, whose own law of Pricha on Rosho, his scalp, is derived from a Hekesh with his body. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, B'kol Torah kulo lamedin lamed melamed, throughout the entire Torah, we may derive a derivative from something which is itself a derivative, meaning a two-step drasha, chutz min ha-kadshim she'ein danin lamed melamed, except regarding the subject of kadshim, where we cannot derive a two-step drasha. Rabbi Yochanan argues further that something derived from a Hekesh cannot be chozer melamed b'gzer shava. Otherwise, the Torah did not need to teach Safon by Ashim, and we would have derived it from a Gezer Shava from Chatas, which was derived from Ola with a Hekesh. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Ravina explained that the source, that Shechita and Kabbalah of an Ola in Safon is Ma'akev. Do we ever find the secondary subject more chamur than the primary subject? Since Safon is Ma'akev for Chatas, whose Safon requirement was only first derived from Ola, certainly is Ma'akev for Ola itself. This assertion is questioned from Meiser Sheni, which itself may be redeemed, but lakuach because of Meiser, food purchased with Meiser money, cannot be redeemed, even if it becomes tame, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answers that here, its kedusha is not strong enough for its pidyon to take effect, meaning it's not a chumrah of the secondary Meiser, but a weakness. The Gemara adds further that although kedusha's aguf cannot take effect on a bal mum, yet tamura, whose kedusha is derived from the first animal's kedusha, can take effect on a bal mum. It answers that a Tamura's Kedusha comes from prior Kedusha, in contrast to new Kadshim, whose sanctity is attempting to take effect on Chulin. Finally, the Gemara asks that Moser Pesach, remainder of Pesach, meaning that which was sacrificed after Pesach, requires Smicha, Nesachim, and waving the Chaz of Ashok, which an original Pesach does not, but answers that a Pesach during the rest of the year is actually a Shlamim. Point number two, a Hekesh compares an Ashim to both a Chatas and an Ola, and the Gemara asks why both are necessary, since either could have taught that an Ashim must be shechted in Safon. Ravina explains that if the Torah would only compare Ashim to Chatas, we would conclude that since the Safon requirement by Chatas itself is only derived from a Hekesh to Ola, it must be that Davar HaLamed BeHekesh, something which learns its law through a Hekesh, Chozer U'Melamed BeHekesh, can in turn teach that law elsewhere through a Hekesh. Comparing Ashim to Ola as well avoids this conclusion. Ravine explained further that the Torah compared Ashem to both instead of only comparing it to Ola, the primary source of Tzafon, in order to teach that the Hekesh to Chatas could not have taught the Tzafon requirement, thereby demonstrating that Darva Lamed Behekesh She'eno Chozer Umelamed Behekesh, something which learns its law through a Hekesh cannot in turn teach that law elsewhere through a Hekesh. Rava provides another source for this rule. And point number three, the Gemara proceeds to discuss which of the four types of drushas, Hekesh, Gezer Shava, Kol V'Chomer, and Binyanav, can in turn teach its law elsewhere using another of those drushas, totaling 16 combinations. The Gemara first asks if something derived from a Hekesh can be Chozer U'Melamed B'Gezer Shava. A proof is suggested from a brisa which derives that Pricha V'Vagodim, spreading of Tzaras, over an entire garment is Taor from a Gezer Shava of Karachos Gebachas to Adam, whose own law of Pricha on Rosho, his scalp, is derived from a Hekesh with his body. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, B'kol Torah Kulo, L'meidin Lamed Melamed, throughout the entire Torah, we may derive a derivative from something which is itself a derivative, meaning a two-step drasha, Chutz min HaKadshim She'ein Danin Lamed Melamed, except regarding the subject of Kadshim, where we cannot derive a two-step drasha. Rabbi Yochanan argues further that something derived from a Hekesh cannot be Chozer Melamed B'gzer Shava. Otherwise, the Torah did not need to teach Tzafon by Ashem, and we would have derived it from a Gezer Shava from Chatas, which was derived from Ola with a Hekesh. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Mem test, and our standard Siman is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Siman, so here goes. The butcher who saw his scale was broken when he noticed that the side dish of meat weighed more than the main course of beef and said, Kuma tzinu tafu chami mina eker, was trained assistant knew to only tie two salamis together with Hekesh string, but not to use the Hekesh string again to tie a third salami. Often used two of his four types of drushes, spices together on the meats he prepared, but never on Kadshim. So once again, in slow motion. The butcher who saw his scale was broken when he noticed that the side dish of meat weighed more than the main course of beef and said, Kum matzinu tafu chamu mina eker, which reminds us, Ravina explained the source that Shechita and Kabbalah and Ola in Tzafon is ma'akeb. Kum matzinu tafu chamu mina eker, do we ever find the secondary subject more stringent than the primary subject? Since Tzafon is ma'akeb for Chatas, whose Tzafon requirement was only first derived from Ola, certainly it is ma'akeb for Ola itself. The Gemara brings exceptions of Maisushini Tamura and Moser Pesach. So the butcher who saw his scale was broken when he noticed that the side dish of meat weighed more than the main course of beef and said, Kum matzinu tafu chamu mina eker, while his trained assistant knew to only tie two salamis together with Hekesh string, but not to use the Hekesh string again to tie a third salami, which reminds us, a Hekesh compares an Ashem to both a Chatas and an Ola. And the Gemara asks why both are necessary, since either could have taught that an Ashem must be shechted in Tzafon. Ravina explains that if the Torah would only compare Ashem to Chatas, we would conclude that since the Tzafon requirement by Chatas itself is only derived from a Hekesh to Ola, it must be that Darva Lamed Behekesh, something which learns its law through a Hekesh, Chozer Melamed Behekesh, can in turn teach the law elsewhere through a Hekesh. Comparing Ashem to Ola as well avoids this conclusion. So the butcher who saw his scale was broken when he noticed that the side dish of meat weighed more than the main course of beef and said, Kum matzinu tafu chamu mina eker, while his trained assistant knew to only tie two salamis together with a Hekesh string, but not to use the Hekesh string again to tie a third salami, often used two of his four types of drasho spices together on the meats he prepared, but never on Kadshim, which reminds us, the Gemara proceeds to discuss which of the four types of drushas, Hekesh, Gezer Shava, Kol V'Chomer, and Binyanav, can in turn teach its law elsewhere using another of those drushas, totaling 16 combinations. Rabbi Yochanan says, B'kol Torah Kulo, L'meidin Lamed Melamed, throughout the entire Torah, we may derive a derivative from something which is itself a derivative, meaning a two-step drusha, Chutz min HaKadshim She'ein Danin Lamed Melamed, except regarding the subject of Kadshim, where we cannot derive a two-step drusha. So once again, the butcher who saw his scale was broken when he noticed that the side dish of meat weighed more than the main course of beef and said, Kum matzinu tafu chamu mina eker, while his trained assistant knew to only tie two salamis together with Hekesh string, but not to use the Hekesh string again to tie a third salami, often used two of his four types of drushes spices together on the meats he prepared, but never on Kadshim. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara, daf mem hei. So the similar daf mem hei is manishtana. So here goes. At the carbon theme seder, where the youngest child saying, Ma nishtana, ma nishtana. That must mean we're on daf mem hei. At the carbon-themed Seder, the youngest child sang, Ma nishtana kadshe ovdu chochavim, no pigo, no noser, no tame, which reminds us, the next Mishnah discusses kadshe ovdu chochavim, kadshim designated by an idolater. Rabbi Shimon says, the one is not high for them for pigo, noser, or tame, and for shechting them b'chutz, outside the mikdash. In a brayse, Rabbi Shimon adds, onanin, one may not benefit from them, but one does not transgress me'ila for benefiting from them, because they're biblically permitted and only rabbinically prohibited. So, at the carbon theme Seder with the youngest child saying, Ma nishtana kadshe ovdu chochavim, no pigel, no noser, no tame, their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogig of tame blood from an akum's carbon, and that tzitz was not maratza, which reminds us, regarding an akum's carbon whose blood became tame, ben b'shogig ben b'mezi lo hutza, whether it's zrika, was mistaken or intentional, the carbon itself is not accepted and is completely invalid. Rav Papa explains, although Rabbi Yossi generally holds an akum's carbon has the same laws as a Yisrael's, he agrees that a specific exclusion prevents the tzitz from making akum's carbon acceptable. As Rav Ashi explains, the pasuk says, "L'ratzon lahem, to bring them favor." And idolaters are not fit for finding favor with Hashem. So at the carbon theme Seder with the youngest child saying, Ma nishtana kadshe ovdu chochavim, no pigel, no noser, no tame, their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogeg of tame blood from an akum's carbon and that tzitz was not maratze. As the Seder plate of items that are exempt from pigel, but still chai for noser and tame, were removed from the table, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Dvarim she'ein chayavim lehem mishum pigel, items for which one is not liable for them for pigel because they lack another matir, chayavin lehem mishum noser mishum tame, one is still liable for them for eating noser and for eating while tame, chutz min adam, except for blood, which is exempt from all three. Rabbi Shimon holds one liable only b'davar shadar chen le'echol, when he eats something usually eaten, but not for wood, lavona, and katoris. Daf mem vav, so the simmer daf mem vav is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The cow, that must be more daf mem vav, moo. The cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and me'ila, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous daf taught, the dam is uniquely exempt from liability for noser and tuma. The Gemara presents three drashas excluding blood from me'ila, two of which are superfluous and are used to exclude dam from liability for noser and tuma. So the cow carrying the large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and mehila, standing next to the tame cowboy eating some inedible atzei maracha, who was chayv malchus, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanakhama said one is chayv for eating any kajim with tuma, even though it's not subject to pigel. But Rabbi Shimon said one is only chayv for items which are normally eaten, but not for eating wood and the like. Amoraim debate the case of the malchokas. According to one opinion, they argue only about tuma's basar, tuma of meat, or in this case wood, which is where the drasha including inedible materials is written. But for tuma's aguf, tuma of the eater's body, the Tanakhama would agree there is no malchus. According to another opinion, they argue even in the case of tuma's aguf, because the Tanakhama holds that since he's chai for tuma's basar, he's also chai for tuma's aguf. So the cow carrying a large bowl of blood with a note that the blood was exempt from liability for noser tuma and me'ila, standing next to the tame cowboy eating some inedible atzei maracha, who was chayv malchus, saw a kohen write the six kavanas of lishma on the side of a cow to help himself remember them when doing shechita. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, l'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach, a carbon is shechted for the sake of six things. Number one, l'shem zevach. Number two, l'shem zovech, the one offering it. Number three, l'shem Hashem. Number four, l'shem ishim, for the sake of the fires, to burn the pieces and not merely roast them. Number five, l'shem reach, for the sake of creating an aroma, not to roast them and then bring them onto the mizbeach. And number six, l'shem nechoach, for the sake of pleasing. Daf Mem Zayin, so the symbol for Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutz l'zmanu to start the race at the Zvachi maze. Maze? That must be more on Daf Mem Zayin. The owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutz l'zmanu to start the race at the Zvachi maze, making it pigel, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rabbi Yossi said the intent of a carbon is determined by the one performing the avoda. This disagrees with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, who says, Shemati shabalim mefaglin, I heard that the owner of a carbon can affect pigel by intending the consumption of chutz l'zmanu while the kohen performs the avoda. The pasuk says, v'hikriv makriv, and the offerer shall bring his carbon, indicating that the owner is considered the makriv and so can determine the avoda's intent. Abai says that three tanaim hold, ze machashav, ze ovid havya machshava. If this one, the owner, intends, and that, meaning the other one, performs the avoda, it's considered intent. So the owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutzla zmano to start the race of the zvachim maize, making a beagle, where two kohanim had to find the ezu mokomun stand and match up where kaji kajim are shakta, which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, ezu mokomun shel zvachim, what is the required place for the various procedures of kabanas? All kaji kajim, referring to chatos, olos, ashamos, and shalmai tzibur, must be shachted in the tzafon, the north. So the owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutzla zmano to start the race at the zvachim maize, making a piegel, where two kohanim had to find the ezu humakomen stand and match up where kachi kachim are shachted, and then meet at the exit at the same time to be makabel the blood of an ashim matzora, one with his hand and one with a kli, which reminds us, the Torah compares the kabbalah of the ashim matzora to the application on the matzora's right ear, thumb, and toe, teaching that just as this application is done ba'atzmo shalkon, with the cone himself, meaning his finger, the Kabbalah is also done with his own hand. Still, the Torah compares this Hashem to a chattas, thus requiring a kli. It emerges then that two kohanim are makabel its blood, one by hand to apply to the metzora, and one with a kli for zrika on the mizbeach. Daf mem ches. So the simmer daf mem ches relates to moach, brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. The kohen brainiac, that must mean we're on daf mem ches. The Kohen Brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Par Basir Shel Yom Kippurim in the Tzafon because they are Chaviv Tum that they are learned from Adrasha and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefneim, which reminds us, Gemara asks why the parak begins with Chatos Apnimios and not an Ola where Tzafon is written, and answers, since the Tzafon requirement of Chatos is derived from Adrasha, a Hekesh to Ola, it is Chaviv to the Tana, so he taught it first. The Gemara asks that if so, the parak should begin with Chatos Chitzonos, the outer Chatos, since the Hekesh to Ola was written about Chatos Chitzonos. Sonos. It answers, since the blood of Yom Kippur Karbanos enters the innermost room of the Mikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's Chaviv to the Tana, so he taught it first. So the Kohen Brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Par Basir Shel Yom Kippurim in the Tzafon, because they are Chaviv to him that they are learned from a drasha, and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefneim. Wasn't sure if he accidentally used a pointer belonging to Hekdesh, which according to Rabbi Kiva would make him chayev to bring an Ashim Tauli, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas if an Ashim Tauli is brought for Suffolk Me'ilos. So the Kohen Brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Par Basir Shel Yom Kippurim in the Tzafon, because they are Chaviv Tum that they are learned from a drasha and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefneim. Wasn't sure if he accidentally used a pointer belonging to Hekdesh, which according to Rabbi Kiva would make him chayev to bring an Ashim Tauli, because he got distracted when he saw two Kohen Brainiacs doing a demonstration with the Shochet standing in the south, while the Chattas and the Makabo of its blood were standing in the north, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what does Oso in the Pasuk exclude from Tzafon? The Gemara concludes that it comes to exclude the Shochet from having to be in Tzafon. But since Rabbi Achia derived this from elsewhere, the Gemara clarifies that the purpose of the Shochet's exclusion from Tzafon is to teach an inference, Ein Shochet b'Tzafon, of a Makabel b'Tzafon. The Shochet need not be in Tzafon, but the Makabel of the Chattas' blood must stand in Tzafon. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that the tzitz is not meratze for tummy blood of an akum's carbon, which was nizrak? That's on daf memhe. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that the komets of a mincha that was pigul was brought up onto the mizbeach? Paka pigul mimenu. Its pigul status leaves it. That's on daf mem gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that komets pigul shalol gam mizbeach? Paka pigul mimenu. That's on daf mem gemol. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn b'kol Torah kula lamedin lamin melamed chutz min akashim? That's on daf mem tes. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss sources for various offerings eaten by kohanim? We learn l'kol minchasam comes to include the kohanim eat the minchas ha'omer and the minchas kanos of asota. That's on daf mem dalad. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you have a third opinion about Parim and Israfim that there is pigul for Davar Nas B'chutz? That's on daf mem dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn Davar Halamin B'hekesh Ein Chozer U'malamin B'hekesh? That's on daf mem tes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a machokas about the laws of Kadshei Ovdei Kochavim? That's on daf mem hei. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn? Kumatzinu tafo chamer mina ikar. That's on daf memtes. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn about the opinion that the owner's intent of a carbon can make pigul? That's on daf Mem Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.